The fourth question is, the Sufis claim that Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi was a Sufi and Aqira and a follower of the Ash'ari Aqira, and Allah granted him victory against the Crusaders. Is this true, and how do we explain this? The Shaykh Hafizahullah Ta'ala answered saying, Allah Azza wa Jal grants his victory to his religion, and he grants victory to those who have been oppressed. In fact, he even grants victory to his religion upon the hands of a sinful and wicked man, as the Prophet ﷺ explicitly said in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْصُرُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Certainly Allah will give victory to this religion through a sinful man. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal brought victory to the Muslims at the hands of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi. But was that because he was following the Ash'ari Aqidah? Was that because the Ash'ari Aqidah is the true Aqidah and Allah was giving victory to him because he was following that Aqidah? Quite the contrary. Allah Azza wa Jal was giving victory to those who had been oppressed in that time. And that was the situation of the Muslims in that time. Because the Crusaders had allied themselves with the Rafidah, who had conspired against the Muslims and transgressed against the boundaries of the Muslim lands and invaded Muslim homes. They were oppressed, and Allah Azza wa Jal brought his victory to those oppressed believers. But again, does that mean that whoever was involved, or whoever Allah Azza wa Jal made a tool for combating that oppression, that he is upon the correct aqidah? Again, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْصُرُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Certainly Allah gives victory to this deen at the hands of a man who is sinful, evil. So simply because Allah brought victory to the Muslims at the hands of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, may Allah forgive and have mercy upon him. May Allah forgive and have mercy upon Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi. Does not mean that his creed was the correct creed. For really, the Ash'ari Aqidah differs with countless articles of faith that we find explicitly spelled out for us in the Quran and Sunnah. And so there's no direct relationship between his aqidah and the victory given to the Muslims through him. And Allah knows best.